This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with George Chan, known as
Ip
Sing Lam, taking place on January 9, 1981, at his gallery in Farmers Market. Okay. Mr. Chan, may I first ask you where your parents are from?
My parents are from China.
What part of China?
Canton.
Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right from the city of Canton?
No, from Zhongshan district.
Both your mother and father were from Zhongshan?
Yeah, from Zhongshan district.
Did they come to the United States?
Well, my father, he came from the United States. My grandfather.
Your grandfather came to the United States?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Where did your grandfather settle when he first came?
Well, he settled from... great-grandfather, I don't know.
Yeah.
My father, we settled in Stockton, California.
Stockton?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What was your father doing in Stockton?
Well, my father was a herpist.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Chinese doctor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How many children did your parents have?
Well, I have two children, two brothers.
You have two brothers?
I have two brothers.
Uh-huh. And did your mother come over with your father?
No.
She stayed in China?
She stayed in China. You know, the old day in China.
Yeah, he never went back to get her or applied to bring her over?
Well, no.
Uh-huh. So you were born, where were you born?
I was born in Canton.
In Canton. Mm-hmm. In what year?
Oh, yes, I don't know. Yeah, I think in... 1913 or something.
1913.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't know. Because I never know my birthday.
Why?
Because I don't want to think about it. Yeah, that's true. Only 2 years ago, my wife found out. So July 18th or something, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I involved in paintings as an artist, and I try to get everything, even myself.
Uh-huh.
And that's what my personality.
Uh-huh. When did you come to the United States?
Well, that I don't know. That's when I was 12 years old.
You're probably about 12 years old?
Mm.
Did you come with your father? Or?
I come with my... my father. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you went to Stockton too?
I stayed in Stockton for a while.
What were you doing in Stockton?
Well, yes, a school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What schools did you attend?
Well, I think that time, I think Franklin Grammar School.
Uh-huh. And then, what other schools have you attended?
Oh, and then I go to San Mateo. In San Mateo, we found an orphanage with American missionary in San Mateo. At the same time, I attended San Mateo High School.
Your father actually founded an orphanage?
No. I found it with the American missionary.
Oh.
And I left my father, I left home and I go to San Mateo.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You went to San Mateo High School?
High School, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, what did you...
Well, and then I stayed, take care of the children. I'm older too. The sickest younger children. And for two or three years, and I come here, Los Angeles.
Around what year did you come to Los Angeles?
I don't know, 42, I think it must be a, 35 or something.
1935.
Yeah, 42, because I have study notice for so many years, and then I exhibit 42 years. You know.
What made you decide to come to Los Angeles?
Well, just the big city, the first. The second, I like it, the weather, and then I left home, so I finally found the place I like to, but I think I like Los Angeles well.
And you've been here ever since?
I've been here ever since.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you attend any schools in Los Angeles?
Well, I oldest art institute.
Uh-huh. And that was in the night from
1934.
Were there any other Chinese at the Otis Art Institute at the time you were studying?
Yes. Tyrus Wong, you know Tyrus Wong?
Tyrus Wong, yes.
Yeah, we are schoolmate.
Uh-huh.
And some one or two, but stay away short time.
Uh-huh.
And they are not finished school.
Uh-huh.
I think Tyrus and myself were finished school, you know this.
What did your brothers do?
My brother in China.
They went back to China?
Yeah, they were finally in China, yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. They came to the United States
well,
too.
Well, my brother have come.
Both
just myself.
Both brothers have
no,
never come.
No, I well no.
Uh huh. Uh huh. So you and your father were the only family members here in the United States.
Yes.
Okay. Your father was an herbalist the whole time that he was in the United States. And did he stay in Stockton the whole time?
He stayed in Stockton and he stayed in San Francisco part-time.
Uh-huh. Did your mother work in China? What did she do?
Well, as a housewife, yes, like in other Chinese wife.
Uh-huh. So your father sent money back to support your brothers and your mother?
Well, that's naturally, I guess.
You're not really sure? Or?
Well, I'm sure, otherwise they're not alive.
Yeah. Are they still, is your, are
no,
your brothers
pass
still?
No, they all passed away.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So did you go to school after Otis Art Institute, or did you begin working after that?
No, I studied in Otis quite a while. Because in the 4 years course, I finished it, and then I still stayed there in the school, very nice to me, and give me a studio there, and all my own studio to paint there before I get married. I haven't. So I stayed in Otis for quite some time.
What kind of a degree did you get from Otis?
A master's.
A master's of MFA?
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. When did you get married?
1948. In Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you meet your wife?
Well, I met my wife in Shanghai.
In Shanghai?
Yeah.
How did you happen to be in Shanghai?
You know, happened I traveled in China.
After you graduated from Otis, you went to China?
Yeah, after I graduated, and I exhibit, and then I go to China in 1946. Until 1950, I come back.
Uh-huh.
And I met my wife in Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
And then we married in Hong Kong.
Your and wife is Shanghainese?
Yes, yeah, Shanghainese, Shanghai Cantonese.
Uh-huh.
And then after we married, we come back to the United States in 1950.
Uh-huh. Do you have any children?
I have one daughter.
Uh-huh. What is she doing now?
She finished UCLA, no, USC. She was working in some form of Earth architect.
Does your wife work?
My wife worked in a bank, Cathay Bank.
Cathay Bank in Chinatown?
Yeah, he started the bank.
Is she still working at the
Cathay
Bank?
Still working in the bank now.
What's her name?
Yuan Chen.
Yuan Chen. Okay. You were telling me before that when you went to China, you also exhibited your paintings in China.
Oh yeah, I exhibited the paintings in China.
In what cities?
In Canton, and Hong Kong, and Shanghai.
In museums there, or
well, they have
galleries?
A school.
Schools.
Lingnan University. It's yeah.
Lingnan University in Canton?
In Canton. Yeah.
And what about in Shanghai? And
Shanghai is also the University of Lingnan in Kongwan. Yeah, Hong Kong, I think I exhibit in church.
Okay. Did you go back to China in 47 to get married or just to travel around and you
happened? Well, I started traveling around and it happened to, know Yuan and get married.
Your father didn't send you back to get married or?
Well, no.
Okay. Did your father have any preference over the type of person that you would marry, or was he concerned
about whether
she would be Chinese or American, or?
Well, at that time we still pretty Americanized now, you know. But no. I chose a girl I like.
You said you were pretty Americanized?
Well, I live here, so it must be new. Well, for that point,
what language did you speak with your father?
Cantonese.
Yeah. Samyup.
We are Zhongshan.
Zhongshan.
Yeah, we are
right.
Zhongshan.
Okay. So that was the language that you spoke in the house. What about outside of the house when you were in L.A. or in the United States? What did you speak?
I stay here in the market for 30 years. And then I knew Chinese I met. So I associate American. That's why I use English.
So you speak English a lot more, huh?
Yeah.
So you used to just speak Chinese with your father. And after you came to L.A., there really wasn't much opportunity to speak Chinese.
Three, 2 or 3 years, I was in Los Angeles with my family, and I teach in school. I teach in Chinese language school.
Where?
In a Chinese congregational church. I'm almost the first one who started Chinese school for the Chinese children here. Because I never educated, but I in Chinese in schools. But you can say a natural gift or a self-taught, and I knew it. I knew Chinese very well. So I knew Chinese language and the literatures, and I write article for newspaper, and I started school from the Chinese studies. Start the Chinese school for
in
Los Angeles. Yeah.
When was that?
That means before I went back to China. This must be 1945 or 6 or 7. And then at the same time, I go to school at Lotus. And that's why I make my living too. That time.
That's why what?
My living.
I
started school. Well, yeah, that's true. That's important because now there's so many do the night hat here in Los Angeles. Chinese, like a lawyer, doctor,
Were there any other Chinese teachers teaching Chinese school with you, who are still around?
No, I'm the only one teaching Chinese school in the church. But that time they have some Zhonghua Uyghur. They have Chinese school.
Okay. When did you get started in painting?
Well, since I left the San Mateo here, and I started painting, that means, 1933 or 1934.
Was art and painting something that was encouraged by your parents?
No, I have no artist in the family. I'm the only one.
Did you do any painting or artwork in China when you were in China before you came to the United States? So what brought on the interest to go to art school?
Actually, I don't know why, because I come here supposed to I can study the Bible school. A church sent me up here, but I have to decide what I'm going to be. I like art in my nature.
How did your parents feel about your being an artist?
Well, they don't know what I do. They know I go to school in Los Angeles, but they just didn't know what kind of subject I study.
Did you have much contact with your father after you moved to Los Angeles?
We like each other. But naturally, the old days, the parents, they wanted the son to be a doctor or to be other profession. But I chose the worst that's what they think. I chose painting is nothing to them, because you cannot eat from painting art. Naturally, they don't like what I study, but I do like myself, so I study.
You've been very independent too, because your mother stayed in China and you left your father and came here and pretty much carved a life of your own.
All my life is alone. Because in the old days, I have a good father, but it's different thinking. I don't like to see among the Chinese people, the old folks. It is small stores with all. So I want to be somebody, and then I have to structure more by myself. But my father is the nicest man in the world, in the old time.
Would you say that you were one of the first Chinese artists to ever exhibit in Los Angeles?
In the country, yes, I think so. In the museum, one-man exhibition. I'm the first one to have a one-man show in Los Angeles County Museum.
In Los Angeles County Museum.
I'm the first man in the whole country. For the Chinese for that time. Because that time might be some Chinese study, lots of Chinese study art too. But art is like anything else. I happen to have a chance to exhibit my work in the museum. That time is a great honor,
mm-hmm.
because in the Chinese here, mostly they don't have any chance to be educated at that time. Very seldom to be graduated from university, LIU and others. Yeah. But that time is as artists, we have an exhibition in all the museums in the country. I feel great honor,
uh-huh.
and also I feel also very lucky.
What types of medium do you work with?
Well, I start as oil, as oil in poetry, landscape, still like in my old type. But but that time I also have idea about modern feeling. So I paint. My painting is a little different from the old type. So that's why the county museum in the Roland McKinney, he was a director in Los Angeles County Museum. And he come to Otis to see one of my paintings. And he liked it so well, because at that time I was still a student for 2 or 3 years. I only studied for 2 or 3 years in that time. And then he think is my painting is very individual and very have talent. That's why he said. So he asked me to show my work. And then, but he said, I cannot give you the Red Man show in the museum now, because you are very new. You are still a student. But I send you to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
California Little Honor.
Uh-huh.
That museum, he's a friend of mine. So they exhibit my things, my work. And then after that, and then the other museum looked at my painting is good. So yeah, the young museum asked me another year. And then San Diego asked me to have a show in San Diego Art Gallery. And then I have the record of my work. And then I have the show right here in the County Museum. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I can say, I don't want to say I'm the first artists exhibit in the museum, but I am the first in Los Angeles County Museum.
Uh-huh.
I also believe I do the first one in the country.
You think you're one of the first artists in the country?
Because you have to know, in case somebody exhibit in New York or Chicago, you will also know. But but that time is so few Chinese artists.
Mm-hmm. Do you paint Western paintings or Chinese paintings?
Well, I started Western paintings, and then for many years, and my subject I like to paint children, the poor people. The poor,
mm-hmm.
and then I live in it. I have apartment live in the East LA,
mm-hmm.
among the Negro,
mm-hmm.
and the Mexican, the Chinese there. Mm-hmm. So I pick up all children's subjects, poor subjects, children.
Why are these poor children such an attraction to you?
Because I have a sympathetic for the poor first, and yet in the poor children have more characteristic. They're all like old poor man. But so in that time it's almost a wartime.
Mm-hmm.
The people not in the peace time.
Mm-hmm.
And they are feel sad looking, or they're appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for, yeah, that's I that time I think the Chinese subjects in the Negro and the Mexicans, and I very seldom think American.
Mm-hmm.
But later,
you were interested in a minority.
That's why my subject is different, and my way to paint is different, and that's why I have a chance to appeal to the art world.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, and I went back to China, and I painted the war time. All the poor people, pick up poor people in the street, old men, and beggar, and all those people. So naturally, and I got my own subject to paint. So I painted in China, and then I exhibit in China. They like my painting.
Mm-hmm.
So for 2 years in China, before I come back here, and I find the art world changed, entirely changed, like anything else. Everything going modern.
Mm-hmm.
Modern music, modern art, modern architect, modern everything modern.
Mm-hmm.
So my painting, and I thought I feel that time I thought I was a great artist. And then I find out when I come back and my work is it's not any good in the country. Because the atmosphere changed, the idea changed, so I have the hard time. Although I come back, I still have a few museum exhibition, and I also I exhibit with other European artists, known artists like Van Gogh, Gauguin, all those people, and I also exhibit with all outstanding artists in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But after, when I come in, everything has changed, so I have a very different time for my painting.
So what happened? What did
so
you do?
I want to be changed. In first, I don't think the modern art too important, but just a fashion. But I humbled myself studying, and they are really something.
And what was that?
It really, the modern art is really something to contribute to the world. So I began to study, to read the books, and see the exhibition among the friends, and become my change. To be a modern artist, but but that is the most difficult from the old fashioned to be a modern. So I thought, it's nothing impossible. So I struggled, set myself, stop my exhibition, and set myself to study for many, many, many years as I try to be a modern artist. Modern artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I become to be a.
So you're self-taught modern artist,
yeah,
too.
So I become to be a abstractionist.
Abstractionist. Uh-huh.
So but I don't know it's good or bad. So 19.
What do you mean you don't know what
it's
good or bad?
Because how do you know how it's good or bad? But I like to think that way.
You mean the abstract art?
Abstractionist.
Yeah.
So the first to test my abstractness, in the oldest 50 years, anniversary, they have an exhibition from all these years in school, all the students from so thousands of paintings entered, but I also try to enter my abstract. But mostly rejected. The most artists rejected. But I, because it's thousands, they pick up 40. And then I sent two paintings in orders, in abstract, and they took it too. So the exhibition, I'm the one, all the young folks, the young artists, but I'm the only one is the old days artist, wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't want to be behind as artists, so they accept my two paintings, also I won the prize.
What kind of prize?
The prize, the money prize, $1,000 prize. In the first work. So I know my effort is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I continue to paint abstract for 10 years, 10, 15 or 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And then also, I also like, when I was in China, and I like China's atmosphere in landscapes, and I also